Welcome to this week's edition of Coach Prep. Coach Don and I are here in the Cherokee Batting Range Podcast Studio getting ready to record episode number 233. Our topic today is going to be a fun one. We're going to talk about how we need to actually practice at the same speed that we expect to play at and how so many kids don't seem to get that concept. Before we do that, though, let's talk about our sponsor, first the Anderson Bat Company. Everything Fast Pitch is very proud to have Anderson Bat Company as our presenting sponsor. Anderson Bat Company is using the latest and greatest bat technology to corner the market in the fast pitch world. They have the -9 rocket tech, the -10 carbon, and the -11 carbon light. Anderson Bat Company is using this technology to put a high-performing bat in the hands of hitters that really know the difference between a good bat and a great bat. We're also working with Anderson to provide a discount for all of our listeners. Go to the Anderson Bat Company website and order your bats. Use the EFP20 discount, which is for everything fast pitch, and you'll get a 20% discount. Again, take advantage of that EFP20. It's a great way for you to support this podcast and save an additional 20% on an already very affordable, outstanding product. Also, if you're in a position where you can become a patron, we would love for you to do so. Go to patreon.com/everythingfastpitch. $5, $10, or $20 a month. We've got a great group of patrons that have been keeping the wheel spinning on this podcast now for years, but we need to get more people on board. So if you're in a position where you can, you see value in what we're doing, please become a patron. So Don, I know you see this. I see it all the time. And I keep trying to work with players to understand a simple concept. When they play in a game, when they walk up to the plate, they're going to try to swing at 100%.
Yes.
And yeah. They all like, well, of course, I'm trying to hit the ball as hard as I can. I'm going to swing at 100%. But then my question is, well, then how much time that you're spending in your training are you really swinging at 100%? And they kind of have this vague look like they don't really know what I'm talking about. Now, don't misunderstand me. The first few swings you take of the day while you're kind of warming up and getting the blood pumping a little bit, those can be quote-unquote warm-up swings.
And should be casual.
Yeah, it should be kind of just getting everything loose and moving. So if that's 5 or 10 or 15 or whatever it takes for each player, I'm not talking about that. Everybody needs a little bit of time to get ready to go. But once we're ready to go, the time we spend practicing anything less than 100%, in my opinion, is really counterproductive. Now, again, every once in a while, we need to slow down, do something in slow motion, do something half speed.
Or even take a break, yeah.
If we're working on, you know, making a mechanical adjustment, you know, there's nothing wrong with slowing down and going half speed, you know, stopping and, you know, holding in certain spots, those kinds of things. Again, that's different. But the thing that I keep seeing is players that think, well, when I'm hitting on a tee, I'm going to hit like 75%. Now, when I'm doing soft toss, well, that's a little more like hitting. So I'm going to go 80, 85%.
Bump it up a little.
And then we do coach pitch. It was like, 95, 100, 90, 95, just kind of close to maximum. But then as soon as we put a player out there in a uniform, I'm going 100%. I'm really locked in. I'm really going to hit. Well, the reason that's so troubling is that time we're spending on the tee at 75% does not relate to the I'm really ready to hit. The time we're spending in drills at 85% doesn't relate. The time we're spending at 90% doesn't relate. We're practicing 5 different skills, because hitting at 70% and hitting at 100% are not the same thing. And if we're spending a whole lot of time practicing in the garage, taking our 50 or 100 or 200, you know, 50 swings every day off the tee at 75%, we're basically wasting a whole lot of time because we're practicing something we're not going to use when it comes to game day. And that's my complaint.
Totally, totally a good complaint, Tori, right there. Because again, that last 5% can be a difference maker in being able to stay under control.
Right.
I mean, that pushes us out of control at some point. And our goal is to be able to show as well as possible on game day. And the kids work so hard. They deserve to get to show that. And to show well, we've got to have practiced it and managed it along the way. And
right.
I have to save some energy, Tori.
Right.
I got to save a little energy because I might not make it to the end of the workout if I don't save some energy.
Right. Well, I'm going to take 200 swings. I can't swing as hard as I can.
And I want to make sure that my last ones can be okay, right? But understanding the idea that we're stretching the gas tank each time that we push ourselves to that I can't quite make it point, the gas tank stretches a little bit. Yep. We get a little bit bigger. We get a little deeper in our abilities. We've got to push that limit and be willing to be exhausted or to get to that I've done too much point.
Right.
You know, and then we can back off. But then the next time we'll be able to stretch and go a little bit further. And it's like a long distance runner. If you never stretch that tank, then it's never going to grow. So, but all these kids work so hard. They deserve to get to show their very best on game day.
Right.
And to your point, we've got to push and practice with what we're going to expect to be able to show in game day.
Right.
And that's how we get and become good at that skill.
Right. And the reason I want us to talk about it is because I do agree, a lot of kids are working hard, but a lot of those same kids are working really, really dumb.
We're putting in the time.
Yeah, they're working dumb. They're putting in time, but they're not getting out of the time what they really think they should be getting out of it.
Their potential.
And, right. Yeah. And again, if you go out to the garage today and you take 75 swings at 3/4 speed, how does that really help you be ready to go at 100%? On Saturday when you're playing in your next game? To me, it's like, it's not even apples and oranges. We're talking like apples and Cadillacs. So far removed from what we're going to be trying to do. Now, again, I get it. The fatigue can be a factor. You know, like kids that come in, you know, lessons for me in a 30-minute lesson, they get a lot of swings in. But we talk about it all the time. If you start to feel like you're getting so tired that you need to slow down, don't slow down. Take a break.
Yeah.
If you're playing in a game, and let's say you're having one of those marathon at bats, like you and the pitcher are just in a death fight for who's going to win this at bat. Pretend you got to fix your batting gloves. Pretend you got to tie your shoe. You know, pretend you got a bug in your eye. Take a second. Step out of the box. Collect your thoughts. Catch your breath. But step back in there 100% ready to go. And in your training, the same thing. If you want to take 50 swings today, take 10 at full tilt and then take a break.
Right.
Then take 5 at full tilt. Then take a break. Don't take 50 in 3 minutes at 3/4 speed and think that we're getting very much out of it. Now, again, you get a little muscle memory. You get a little bit of that kind of stuff. You know, I think about this all the time. When you learn how to drive, every place but Canada. But most of us, when you learn how to drive, your parents take you like to the church parking lot or the shopping mall or someplace that's got some big, giant parking lot. And you start off driving at 5 miles an hour. And then you go to 10. And then you get to 15, and then you get to 20. Well, what we're asking our hitters to do is to step in the batter's box and be going freeway speed. Well, if they've spent all their time driving in the parking lot at 5 miles an hour, and all of a sudden we say, all right, here's the on-ramp, get out there on I-75 and see if you can protect yourself. Of course, they're going to be scared to death. They're not going to be prepared for driving on Atlanta freeways if they've never gotten up past 45 miles an hour. So if we spend all our time practicing driving at 45 miles an hour around the neighborhood, and all of a sudden we're going to get on the busiest interstate in America and think that we're going to be ready to drive, it's just crazy.
We can fend for ourselves.
And the same thing's true when we're talking about hitting. So again, every single swing you take can have a purpose. It should have a purpose.
Can have a benefit.
And if your goal right now is, I really need to fix something in my swing, my hands are off, my angles are off, my, you know, whatever it is, it's okay to slow down and work on the feeling of what it should be like and to go slow motion and to, you know, stop halfway and whatever you need to do to work on the correction that you're trying to make. But when it comes time to think about, I'm getting ready to hit, if we're not hitting at 100%, we're going to be really disappointed with the outcome.
No, I like the point, Tori, that, you know, we're only prepared for what we practice. And if we don't practice it, we shouldn't expect it to be perfect then.
Right.
And with hitting, as much as any other skill, with hitting, tiny little bit off, and if that extra 5 or 10% of power that we apply in a game hasn't been practiced, that little percentage off is a huge difference maker.
Right.
I mean, even if it's just missing center or whatever.
Yeah. Well, and we talk about this a lot. You know, we spend all this time training, hoping the kids get 1% better, and then they're going to not practice to use that 1%. Just it doesn't make sense to me. So. When we're spending our time hitting, let's spend as much time as we can working at the same speed you expect to perform in on game day, and you'll be happier, and we'll all have a lot more success.
Let's get after it.
If you need to take a break, take a break. Don't take a slow swing.
Right.
All right, so that's going to wrap up number 233. Support the Anderson Bat Company and become a patron if you can. Go to patreon.com/everythingfastpitch. Make sure you send comments, questions, ideas, or Player of the Week nominations for Everything Fast Pitch to everythingfastpitch@gmail.com or fastpitchprep@gmail.com. Make sure you go to the fastpitchprep.com website, order your Square Cuts training discs. They're $49.95 a dozen. We'll get them shipped out to you right away. So for Coach Don McKinley and our producer, Stan Lewis, this is Coach Torrey saying thanks for listening. We'll talk to you again next week.